So the Cockle Challenge was underway. And for the next chapter in our Cockle story, we drove about an hour south to visit the Manchester Research Station where Jodie Toft and her colleagues are based.
For the untrained eye, this is just a random collection of buildings at a federal facility tucked away in Manchester, Washington, which is a semi-rural area not too far from Seattle. But really, this is the heart of where shellfish research and restoration happens in Puget Sound.
We walked into one of the buildings with Jodie and her colleague Stuart to see some cockles.
Right now, Stuart is going to open up this kind of funky basket.
Shellfish purse.
What's going on here?
So, yeah, these are a handful of cockles that are roughly 1 to 5 millimeters.
They look like tiny little pebbles.
These are baby
They're very
cockles.
Cute.
Yeah.
They're so tiny.
They are really tiny.
These were from spawns that happened in early summer, June.
Baby cockles are adorable, but it turns out they're not that easy to produce, at least in a federal research facility.
As Robin found out when she tried to find examples of research on local cockles, nobody had ever tried to breed them.
We have some magicians on staff here who are really good at breeding shellfish. And so we collected some cockles, brought them back here. Nothing happened. There was no magic. There was wonderful people doing great work and just a whole bunch of cockles sitting in buckets of water, and they were not making any baby cockles.